Chairman, just to touch on reaction to on two points. The first is to comment on a suggestion made by Switzerland and that was seconded by Mexico and Chile, and that's that we should be adding language to address allegations of violations of IHL and accountability. We feel strongly that the follow-up mechanism to this declaration is not the place to do that. I think, as everyone knows, in the context of the current fighting in Ukraine, there are a number of areas, a number of organizations, a number of initiatives taken to address those very types of issues. And we don't think that we should create something out of this declaration that would also work in that area. The second point, Mr. Chairman, is to comment on the references. I think there's been two, three, maybe even four references to the Safe Schools Declaration as a positive template. Just to note, Mr. Chairman, that one of our main goals with this declaration is to get militarily active states not only to join the declaration, but also to participate fully in the follow-up mechanisms. And I think one of the unfortunate things about the Safe Schools Declaration, and I know there's a lot of positive things related to it and possibly some things we can learn in their follow-up mechanism. There are some major militarily active states that have not embraced the Safe Schools Declaration and do not participate, and my government, for example, does not. Thank you very much.